The US President Joe Biden has again criticized Israel's failure to allow sufficient food and medicine into Gaza. Mr. Biden has warned that America's continuing support for Israel is now dependent on more aid being allowed in. Last week, Israeli military strikes killed 7 aid workers and further disrupted the delivery of much-needed supplies. We're joined in studio this morning by Dr. Tarek M. Tyra. He's Director General of TAWAN, one of the aid agencies working in Gaza. The agency has partners all over the world, including GOAL in Ireland. You're very welcome to the programme. Will you tell us about your work in Gaza? What do you do there?
Well, thank you very much. And first, let me just say thank you for having me on the show and warm, warm greetings to the people of Ireland and its leadership. We as Palestinians are very, very moved and proud of the position that Ireland and the Irish people have taken in support of Palestinians and call for ending of the war on Gaza. Now, back to the question. We as Ta'awun, we're engaged in basically delivery of basic humanitarian aid to families and children in Gaza. And right now, our focus is to get as much possible, in terms of cooked meals, sanitary kits, food. What we do is small in terms of it's important, but in terms of the scale, what we need to do is enormous. And we need all hands on the deck to get support to the Palestinian people.
How difficult is that task at the moment?
Well, it is extremely challenging. Just to illustrate an example to you, we used to work with 50 community-based organizations to deliver aid in the different communities, both in the north, central, and southern part of the Gaza Strip. Since the start of the war, we lost contact with almost 20 of the 50, so we're able only to work with 30 of them. These are less small community neighborhood-based teams that deliver the. So, delivery people are always at risk. We hear about few of the internationals that been killed as recently we heard, but among the Palestinian delivery people, many have died and been killed. Even the recipients of the aid, when they try to get out of their hiding places to receive the aid, sometimes also get killed. So it is an enormous and difficult challenge, let alone discussing even getting the aid or the food across from the borders and that is also being challenged, as we know, as we've been hearing on the news.
As you say, this is a very dangerous time for aid workers. The people you have lost contact with, you don't know what has happened to them. They may just be displaced. They may have had a worse fate than that.
And indeed. I mean, some we don't know what's happening to them. Some we know that they've been killed. We run, just to give an example, we run an orphan care program in Gaza. We do. I mean, as a Palestinian NGO, we have been taking care of orphans in Gaza, and we run one program where the program leader, who was actually retired recently, and we were trying to bring her back to the program because we now have 20,000 orphans to take care of. We just found out that she was killed last week in the attack on the Shifa Hospital. Her home was actually near the Shifa Hospital, and if you noticed, there was a big attack in the last 2 weeks on the Shifa Hospital in the news. So her and her entire family were sort of destroyed in this attack. So.
Yeah, it is, as you say, a reminder that while the death of 7 aid workers made the headlines last week and we heard their stories, there are so many people whose stories we aren't hearing. What brings you to Ireland?
Well, we as a Palestinian development agency, we have been also working with Irish development partners. GOAL International is one of our partners. We signed a partnership agreement. We are working together with them on the delivery of food parcels in the last 3 months in Gaza, and we're looking to expand this partnership and also, and extend the work that we do with GOAL International, but also I'll be meeting the Department of Foreign Affairs and Irish Aid to call for increased support and to the Palestinian people and to particularly in this humanitarian response to Gaza.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us in studio this morning. That was Tarek Tyra.